Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, a couple of cities in Southern California making moves against tobacco products. We're going to start with Manhattan Beach, which is going after all tobacco products. City Council there voting to ban all sales beginning next year. KNX 1070's John Baird live in Manhattan Beach with more.
You know, they started back in 2008 with a ban on smoking at the beach and in parks and in all public buildings. But now the council has taken a giant step towards stripping all tobacco products from store shelves. That's what this ban will do. It will ban everything from electronic smoking devices to cigars, cigarettes, and chew. So if you want tobacco, you will have to go outside the city limits to find it. Health advocates are all in for an all-out ban.
And it sends a message that tobacco products are addictive and deadly.
But retailers and a local association believe a full-on tobacco ban will cause significant damage.
It will also impede your small businesses, taking away a significant portion of their business.
Councilwoman Suzanne Hadley agrees. She voted against the ordinance.
And I do believe it opens up the city of Manhattan Beach to litigation. So
the council still has to bring the ordinance back for two more votes, but they're considered just a formality. This law would kick in January 1st. Live in Manhattan Beach, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Pasadena also making a move toward banning the sale of tobacco products, but the prohibition on retail sales would apply only to flavored tobacco, fruity, clove, and menthol, not straight tobacco products. And it's device agnostic. Flavored tobacco would be banned no matter how it's consumed. Cigarette, vaping device, maybe a pinch between the cheek and the gum. The mayor says the ban is Pasadena's effort to counter flavored tobacco product ads aimed at teenagers.
Some emotional tributes to Kobe Bryant's daughter, Gigi. More now from KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Well, you know, she wore the number 2 basketball jersey. The jersey number retired in honor of Gigi Bryant, and this was at Harbor Day School in Newport Beach. Gigi Bryant was 13. She did have big dreams, dreams of going pro with the WNBA.
Gianna was a warrior who gave 110% every time she stepped on the floor. She had that mama mentality. No matter who we were playing, she was going to force her will.
That was one of her coaches, Joshua Parks. Vanessa Bryant posted a lot of video of that tribute to her daughter. It was on Instagram. A fellow student said Gigi was a real leader.
She always showed up with a smile and motivated us to do more. She pushed us to take action. She took projects into her own hands and was a team player like every leader should be.
Again, those emotional tributes posted by Vanessa Bryant, and then Vanessa Bryant writing in one of the posts, "My Gigi, I love you. I miss you." Back to you guys.
It's been a week since the fire broke out at the high rise in West LA, killing a person, injuring a dozen others. Last night, fire alarms went off at the property, rattling nerves, giving residents quite a scare. Fire trucks arrived at Barrington Plaza just before 9. People were evacuating. No flames spotted, but a number of residents did report that a lit cigarette had been thrown down the trash chute, setting off the alarm. Eventually, everybody was allowed back inside.
It's being called an urgent bill, and it is moving quickly through the state capitol ahead of the upcoming primary. It would let voters change their party preference or address within 2 weeks of Election Day without having to re-register. Current law requires voters to submit a new affidavit of registration for the changes, and it has to be received no later than 15 days before the election, unless it is a conditional form.
There's a bill that would make voting mandatory here in California.
The point, of course, is to change the culture of voting, or quite frankly, the culture of apathy.
Assemblyman Mark Levine.
Democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires the active participation of all of its citizens.
The Bay Area Democrats' bill would make voting a requirement by 2022 and let the Secretary of State decide how to enforce it.
We're not rushing to incur a penalty, we're rushing to change the culture.
A spokesman for the Secretary of State declined to comment, saying they have not seen the details nor engaged with Levine's staff on this. Even if the legislation does get approved, Levine concedes it'll probably face legal challenges.
Unfortunately, a lot of politicians benefit when fewer people come out to vote, and we need to expose that. We need to make sure everyone knows that their vote counts.
Lawmakers are expected to take up the issue this spring. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
City leaders in Huntington Beach have okayed a housing plan as they fight against a lawsuit from the state. The suit was filed last year. The state claimed that Huntington Beach didn't do enough to provide affordable housing to meet the projected population growth. So the new plan is supposed to be fixing those issues and would also unlock some state funding for the homeless crisis.
LA County search crew is trying again today to find the man who was last seen in Lake Palmdale, and sheriff's deputies say might be suicidal. Air, ground, and dive crews searched in and around Lake Palmdale yesterday, but came up empty.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.